Well, welcome to not Biloxi, but Phoenix, Arizona, where we're here for Brewers spring training. I'm Javik Blake, Voicer Biloxi Shuckers, and for the first time in a long time, this is not Biloxi Shuckers manager Mike Guerrero. It is the new roving infield instructor with the Brewers in Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations, first off, on your promotion. A well-deserved promotion, over 1,400 wins at the minor league level. But what's it been like in the new role of this spring training?
Oh, a lot of work. Trying to help the infielders to break out when in good shape, and some of the things that we're trying to accomplish as an organization, and just, you know, helping them out.
What's the difference between the manager side of things at spring training and just being able to focus on the infield side of things at spring training?
Well, the manager has to overview everything. Now I have to focus on the infielders throughout the whole organization. So one way it is a wider role, you know, able to help so many different kids, the new kids, you know, being Dominican already a couple times and all throughout the levels and throughout the year, I'm going to be visiting, you know, all the affiliates and trying to help them out and put them in a better position to be successful in the upper levels.
And one of the things that we saw last year in Biloxi and throughout your time in Biloxi is you really love the infield side of it. We saw it last year firsthand with Tyler Black. How much do you enjoy being able to do that for a full season and not just the Biloxi Shuckers, but throughout the organization from the DR all the way up to AAA in the big leagues?
I think I enjoy baseball overall. It's not just the role. I think they enjoy the ability to help players in so many different roles. And now I'm focused on something that I've done since I played, and you know, I've been doing it throughout the year, so I enjoy what I'm doing, but also enjoying helping the kids out, you know, because you can see how they get better through the year and over the years, how good they get, and you know, and at the end, you know, they fulfill their dreams to be a big league ball player.
One of the big things, I saw you out here fit fungos earlier, and there wasn't your little red machine. Is that still in the mix? Is that going to be traveling with you to all the affiliates?
All the affiliates had a red machine. We had we use a different variety of, I will say, the drills, and, you know, that's included. But, you know, we're looking forward to mixing. I don't want them to get bored, improve their footwork and all that kind of stuff, and a lot of fun stuff.
How fun has it been for you to see guys that you managed last year in Biloxi getting some starts in spring training? Tyler Black, Wes Clark had a big start to spring training. Right behind us is Carlos Rodriguez against Tobias Myers in the pack fields. How much fun has it been to see their improvements throughout the offseason, how they've hit the ground running in spring training?
You know, that's the best tribute of the job you're done during the year. You know, when they come back, how much improved were they from a year past? So, you know, that's the one of the gratitude of the work you do, that you can see how they transform into a better player and individual.
When you've been doing this for almost 30 years at this point, this is your 30th year as a coach with the Brewers. A big congratulations on that, first off. But what has it been like from your early days of coaching now to this role as a roving infield instructor, but to be able to see that growth for your players throughout your entire career with the Brewers?
Well, you know, the experience throughout the year and all that, and, you know, I'm able to use different things to different players, and, you know, trying to pick them all, what's going to help them out to get quicker to the, you know, to the next level. I think it's the fun thing of this job.
Is it going to be weird come opening day too, not handing over a lineup card or anything?
Yes. Yes. It's going to be weird. And I will tell you, you know, I don't know how it's going to feel. Am I going to feel different, or am I going to feel keep having fun what I'm doing? I enjoy what I'm doing, having a uniform and helping people out and get them better. You know, I enjoy do that, but I also enjoy transforming the team and playing into a good baseball. That's the most, you know, the joy of having a manager, being able to manage a ball game. Teaching things, and all of a sudden they're learning how to do it on the field and it transformed into W's, into teaching how to play the game the right way. I do think that the best teacher in baseball is the ability of work through it and learn how to win. Winning helps you to develop a lot faster because that in turn the process has improved and that transformed into W's.
Any words of advice for new manager Joe Arolt managing in Biloxi?
Buena suerte. Good luck, buddy.
Skip, thanks so much. Best of luck with your new promotion. We're looking forward to seeing you back in Biloxi.
Yes. I want to say, thanks to you, but thanks to the Chalkers, the front office, but most of all, the people, the fans in Biloxi. I really enjoy my time. I can call Biloxi my second home. I really, really grateful for all the good friendships and all the things that we made out there. I had really good friends, season ticket holders that becomes really good friends of mine. And I really enjoyed Mississippi. I really enjoyed Biloxi and what the Southern League brought. You know, being there for 11 years, something like that, and I really. Really have fun. You know, it's going to be sad not to break out the season from spring training and not going to Biloxi, but I enjoy my time. I wanted to say thank you to everyone.
Well, hey, they're going to miss you. We're going to miss you, but hey, best of luck in your new role, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, JV.